leak on 10 meter tonight. So that'll tell you what's going on up there. Of course, nobody has Utah because there's only two of us hams here. Take care, Jack. 73C, it's been fun and pleasure. And this is the way ham radio is all about, isn't that right? N7JBT, I'll talk to you again real soon down the log for sure. N7DCL here in downtown Benson, Utah. And the W0, if you want to come in, go ahead and come in now.
Okay, N7DCL, here is November 0 Lima X-ray in Colorado. Close. I go by Jake, Juliet Alpha Kilo Echo. And you're, by the way, a good strong 5 and 9 here in Golden, Colorado, just west of Denver. I've heard some very short skip this evening, and you're probably the closest I've heard. Go ahead. Boy, you've been around Colorado then. I've lived in Lakewood and Golden and up in the mountains for a while, 20-some years ago, in a teepee near Conifer, if you can believe that. Did I copy earlier that your name is Nick? Go ahead.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. I didn't finish out here. Yeah, Nick, Nancy, item Charlie King. I'm good on QRJet, if you have internet access. And let's see. About 85 miles north of Salt Lake City in a little town called Benson, Bravo, Echo, November, Sierra, Oscar, November, Benson, Utah. And we're about 20 miles south of Preston, Idaho. We're closer to Preston, Idaho than we are anything else. Out in the middle of a valley up here, 4,500 feet, wrapped around by mountains except for the wind chill factor coming out of the north. There's a little opening that opens up into Idaho and all the cold weather comes in the winter. The ground good, so I had to wait until April to start digging a hole for my tower. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good. Our weather's been pretty strange, too, for the last couple of years. Nick, I'm curious what sort of an antenna and power you're running, and also curious what kind of a signal report you would give me. And then I'd like to explain real quick what my experimental antenna setup is. Go ahead. Okay, well, I'm always hesitant to say what I'm running until I get the signal report for certain reasons, but I'll tell you, I'm running an FT-817, the Yaesu QRP rig, running the full brick, full 5 watts. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're 5 over. 5 over S9 was
Yeah, QSL. And, you know, even with your 500 watts on peak there, Nick, your audio does dip down into my noise level, so I'm very glad you can hear me. But, yeah, let me explain it. I'm out testing a new antenna. I'm sitting in my front yard just 10 feet from the house, surrounded by two large trees. In fact, in your direction, we're going right through a tree. And over the front range, because I'm real close to the front range of the Rockies here. Well, the antenna is a quarter wave, a full-size quarter wave, so nothing fancy there, just 16.5-foot piece of wire going up a fishing pole. But my ground plane, Nick, that's what I'm testing tonight, is a spiral coil of copper foil, the kind that they use for stained glass. It starts out, of course, very small and spirals out about a quarter wavelength, a little more, of this copper foil. And it's only about 9 inches in diameter. That's my entire ground system. Go ahead. Well, it's a flat spiral. It's just a flat spiral coil like they used to put in AM radios in the old days. It is square, but it goes out spirally, so its turns start very small, of course, and it goes out larger and larger. And like I say, the whole thing is only about 9 inches diameter. It is taped on because the stuff is self-adhesive. It is taped onto a piece of thin acrylic plastic sheet. And it sets about 5 feet off the ground right now. I'm just experimenting with it. It's the kind of copper foil that they use in stained glass. So it's not on glass, but it's a type of foil that they use for glass. QSL? QSL, that's exactly right. N7DCL N0LX, portable front yard, Colorado. Yeah, that's it. I've got one of those banana jack to BNC couplers, and that's how I couple down to the radio. I am using a tuner, a little Elecraft T1 tuner, just a shirt pocket size tuner, because the Q on this antenna, Nick, is so high, apparently, on this ground plane, that I have to use a tuner to stretch beyond, about the middle half of the band. So I've been using the tuner a little bit, too. I'll have to look for sure when I get done talking here, but I think I only have about 50 or 60 kilohertz before I have to grab a tuner. So it's a very high Q, so it's probably pumping a lot of my energy out. This is very exciting for me because, instead of sloping radials or just a whole bunch of radials along the ground, here I am operating fairly successfully with a 9-inch coil. If your email is good on QRZ, Nick, I will send you a page probably tomorrow. I'm going to put together a page describing this. QSL? QSL. Well, the first time I tested this type of a coil, I had it about 18 inches off the ground, and it seemed to do very good. I don't know if I would get more of a capacitive coupling to ground. I sure I would. And if I did, that might seriously detune the length of the copper foil that I have now. So I don't know. A lot more testing to be done, but This is very, very exciting for me to see that this strange little counterpoise, or what I don't even know what to call it, elevated ground plane counterpoise or something. But anyway, I'm glad you're copying me over there in Utah. I have heard Idaho tonight. I've heard Montana. And then I've worked all the way to Ontario and to Virginia. So very short and a nice long skip tonight. Go ahead. Yep, QSL. Well, hey, Nick, you went down into my S7 to S6 noise, almost uncopyable, so I better not hold it myself. But, man, thanks a lot for the contact. And I am recording this, actually, into a little MP3 player just to prove to some friends of mine that the coil does work. I wish I had a video camera, too, to prove that I was running that and not something else, but... It's working for me. And like I say, you dip down. The QSB has been tremendous tonight on every signal I've heard. So I better not hold it. N7DCL, N0LX. And I'll say 73, Nick, and I'll shoot you out those pictures today or tomorrow.